Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Y'all know I love talking about habit loops, right? I usually share some type of habit loop example on almost every episode, right? I love taking deep dives into schedule audits for my clients and giving them customized habit loops around their health to help them start taking action. Today, I want to share 10 reasons why habit loops are the key to reaching your health and fitness goals, and of course, without dieting, right? Without dieting. Now, this is the first part in a 7-part Habit Loop Boot Camp series. We're going to Habit Loop Boot Camp, girl. If you're like me, maybe you're listening to the show. I listen to a lot of different podcasts too, but sometimes I just don't take action. Well, after this series, I want this to help you take action. I want you to start creating your own habit loops, and this inspires you to do just that. You can also join Habit Loop Bootcamp. It's a free challenge to help you start creating your own habit loops where we'll dig deeper into actual cues, routines, rewards, all from that female perspective. So go check it out. It's linked in the show notes. So what is a habit loop? Okay, let's start with the basics, right? The habit loop is a neurological loop that governs any habit. The habit loop consists of three elements: a cue, a routine, and a reward. Now, understanding these elements can help in understanding how to change bad habits or form better ones. So make sure to stay tuned. We will have an episode in this series about bad habit loops. Now, this is all a quote from Charles Duhigg, right? He made the habit loop more well known from his book, The Power of Habits, in 2012. It's actually a book I have on my little table behind my desk where I podcast, because I have all my favorite habit books there that I refer to quite often. Now, James Clear also talks about habit loops more, and he references Charles Duhigg in Atomic Habits as well. Now, creating a habit loop is simple. It's a cue, routine, reward. If you think about it, you already have so many habit loops you do throughout the day, and you probably don't even realize it, like brushing your teeth. There is some type of cue that starts you to brush your teeth. You don't even have to think about it. Your nighttime skincare routine, like when you go to lunch, what you do when you get in the car, is something you unconsciously already do. Now, what makes trying to create healthy habit loops to reach our health and fitness goals? It's hard for us ladies because we got a lot going through our minds and it's not as automatic. It's opening another tab in our heads and that feels overwhelming even though we know it's good for us. So you have to have some very intentional strategy behind creating habit loops and taking action, right? So let's talk about 10 reasons why habit loops are key to reaching your goals. First, from just like the basic practical view of habit loops, but also from that Atomic Habits for Women view as well. Now, when we start creating habit loops, I always suggest the first thing you do need to do is dig deeper into mindset, rewiring our brains from diet culture before you start creating habit loops that maybe aren't going to be so sustainable. But that's also what we talk about in my signature program and one-on-one coaching as well. We just can't hope for the best. We also have to rewire our mind before we create our habit loops to make sure they actually stick. So let's talk about these 10 reasons. So number one, kind of like I already alluded to, is automatic behavior. It really just capitalizes on the brain's ability to automate actions, right? You don't have to think about brushing your teeth. Once that habit loop is established, the brain requires less energy, less output to actually execute the habit. So you're more likely to repeat it. Number two, consistency and routine. So habit loops thrive on consistency and routine. So when that behavior you're trying to do becomes habitual, it's more likely to be performed regularly without much conscious thought, and it helps you maintain the behavior over time into your routines and creating long-term success. Number three, neurological rewiring. Habit loops can lead to neurological rewiring in the brain. Okay, so over time, repeated behaviors strengthen those neural pathways associated with those habits, right? It's like literally lighting up your brain that this feels good. It's making me do this. It's making me feel like this. And it's less likely to be disrupted, right? It's rewiring really helps you stay consistent long term. Number four, it's a triggering mechanism. So the cue or trigger in a habit loop serves as a prompt for the behavior to actually occur. So once the habit loop is established, encountering the cue automatically initiates the routine, making it easier to maintain even in challenging circumstances, which we find ourselves in a lot, and it overcomes those behavior change challenge that happens. And lastly, psychological reinforcement. So that final part is the reward part, right? We are on our brain is getting like a dopamine hit from a workout. We feel good when we do this. And your brain craves more of that. And it's rewiring, you know, all those little neurons are, you know, firing off and being like, it feels good when I do this. Every time I do this cue, I will do this, right? Now be careful. This can even be the same with bad habits that you have in your life too. So when we want to create health and fitness goals for ourselves, we can utilize a habit loop like rewiring your brain, right? But like I mentioned, we have to do it from that Atomic Habits for Women way, right? So let's talk about how habit loops work for us, right? We're busy, crazy mamas that want to feel good in our leggings. So here's how habit loops can help us. The sixth reason, efficiency. So habit loops allow us to streamline our daily routines and automating certain tasks or behaviors. And it frees up valuable time and mental energy that can be really allocated to other priorities like work or family responsibilities. Number seven, consistency in chaos. So juggling work and family responsibilities. And I know a lot of y'all work full-time jobs and do a lot of side hustles as well. And this can be like so chaotic. And it makes it challenging to really maintain consistency in certain areas, especially your health. That's always the first thing to go. Now, habit loops provide a framework for really establishing and maintaining these routines despite like how unpredictable life can be. And it helps us working moms stay on track with our health. It creates consistency in the chaos. Number eight, reduce decision fatigue. I think this is like the number one thing. Like so many decisions, so many tabs opening in our head. What's this kid going to wear? Do I need to get this? Did I pick up this kid from here? Did I call my mom back? Did I make that doctor's appointment? I'm tired of making decisions, y'all. But by embedding certain behaviors into habit loops, like meal prep, your exercise, it minimizes the need for decision fatigue and again, conserves that mental energy for more important priorities. Number nine, stress management. Habit loops can serve as effective tools for managing stress and promoting self-care. So you can create habit loops around meditation, exercise, relaxation, stuff like box breathing into your daily routines, and it'll help you proactively prioritize your own well-being, right? We can't just be like, oh, I need to pray more and journal more. Like, y'all, I have a habit loop to like do my devotional every day. Otherwise, I won't do it. I won't do it. And then lastly, number 10, long-term sustainability. For us, sustainability is key. That is key. That is one of the biggest challenges I hear in all areas of health, food freedom, mindset, movement, all of it. It's such more of a sustainable approach to gradually do just a small little habit loop here, another manageable habit loop there. Before you know it, it's become unconscious, automatic, automated habit that you don't have to think about. And now you've fallen in love with the process. You're not dieting and you're sustaining your health and you're training for life, girlfriend. This is a lasting lifestyle when you create habit loops. So I want you to fall in love with the process of habit hacking. Creating habit loops is key. This is higher level habit strategy to ensure your habits will stick and you'll reach your health and fitness goals. So I hope today was a good reminder of why habit loops are so effective and why I talk about them so much. So I hope this inspires you. Start taking action. Maybe I'll see you in Habit Loop Bootcamp to help you continue habit hacking your health and creating some habit loops for yourself. So stay tuned. We have a 7-part series. This is part one. So 6 more episodes coming at you where we're going to share more food freedom, more movement, more mindset habit loops, and give you a few more examples of some actual behind the scenes of me creating habit loops for my clients. Let's go to Habit Loop Bootcamp, y'all. I'll see you in our next episode. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.